Title: International Entrepreneurs. New Proposed Work Authorization for Founders of Startups and a Comparison to Other Visa Options. Content: On August 31, 2016, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, proposed an international entrepreneur, i.e., rule that would allow qualifying foreign investors to develop and grow their startup companies in the United States. DHS already has the authority to temporarily parole individuals into the United States without a visa for urgent humanitarian reasons or for a significant public benefit. The proposed rule would invoke this authority and allow foreign investors to enter the country for the purpose of enhancing entrepreneurship, innovation, and job creation. However, the rule comes with its own set of strict qualifying criteria. Criteria to be considered for this type of parole: both the entrepreneur and the startup must meet certain criteria. This includes the following. The entrepreneur must have formed the startup in the United States within 3 years of the application for parole. The entrepreneur must own at least 15% of the company. And the entrepreneur must play an active and central role in the company's operations and future growth. The entrepreneur cannot merely be a silent investor. Further, to show a strong and reliable indication of the startup's potential for rapid growth and job creation, the entrepreneur must establish that U.S. investors have financed the startup within 1 year of the application. Specifically, established U.S. investors such as venture capital firms, angel investors, or startup accelerators must have invested at least $345,000 into the company. Alternatively, the startup must have received at least $100,000 in grants or other funding from federal, state, or local government entities. Or partially satisfying one or both of the above capital investment criteria, along with other compelling evidence of growth potential and job creation. Number of founders and length of parole under the proposed rule: a maximum of 3 entrepreneurs can be granted parole per startup. Also, the spouse of each paroled entrepreneur would be granted parole and be able to obtain a work permit, EAD, and their minor children, single and under age 21, would be paroled in as well. For each applicant, DHS may initially grant parole for up to 2 years, but entrepreneurs could request an additional 3 years if their startup is continuing to provide a significant public benefit as evidenced by substantial increases in capital investment, revenue, or job creation. The entrepreneur would also have to establish that they continue to possess significant ownership in the startup and continue to play an active and central role in its operations. Notably, DHS would have the discretion to provide any length of admission, including a shorter or longer period, where appropriate. As with other employers of foreign workers, the startup entity would have to verify that its employees are authorized to work in the United States, as is the paroled entrepreneur. The entrepreneur's employment authorization would be limited to the specific startup entity listed on the application. The proposed rule would require that parole be terminated for the entrepreneur if, 1, the period of parole expires, or, 2, the entrepreneur ceases employment with the startup or ceases to own at least 10% of the company. Effective date: the public has 45 days to comment on the proposed rule before it is adopted. After the 45-day comment period, DHS may issue revised regulations. Therefore, the final rule is not expected until at least January 2017. Potential court challenge: while the proposed international entrepreneur rule is laudable and would help with job creation, it may get challenged in the courts by those seeking to limit executive action. We saw that the DHS initiative in November 2014 to expand deferred action for childhood arrivals, DACA, and parents, DAPA, ultimately got stuck in the court system. The states argued that the initiative would saddle them with additional costs, and the final rule was never implemented. In the case of entrepreneurs, there would not be any adverse impact to the states. The initiative would create jobs in local economies and revenue for state and local governments. Further, Congress has already granted the executive branch the authority to parole individuals into the U.S. for urgent humanitarian needs or a significant public benefit.